flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, Cheryl, it's Black History Month. You know, we celebrating. And here at the job, we got some things we want an individual to do. So we're going to give him a call and let him know we want him to come in to work and put that burlap on and come on in here and relive this thing. You know, we want you to do that.
Yeah. We're living it right now.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong? Ain't nobody, y'all ain't want no burlap lately? Yeah, that's y'all problem. Y'all don't know y'all history. Put that burlap on every now and then so you can just, you know, flash back and understand how far we have come. But anyway, let's talk to this young man right here.
I cannot.
Let me see if I can get some designer burlap. Let's see Louis Vuitton can make y'all some burlap.
Get to your prank. I hate you.
Ain't nothing like a rich slave. Just got some burlap on. Alright, let's go. Let's go, cat dog. This right here is Black History.
Hello, I'm trying to reach James. James, please. Speaking. Hey, James, how you doing? This is Chad, and I'm calling from the job. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very good, very good. Giving you a call. I'm actually the regional manager over your department.
Okay. Everything's all right, huh? Because today's Sunday. I just want to make sure I'm still coming to work tomorrow.
Oh, you're definitely. Nothing like that. You're definitely coming to work. Now, who's your manager over at your office? Is it Brett?
Brett.
Right. Okay. Well, here's what we're doing, man. We're calling everybody in the company, first of all, today. But more importantly, we're definitely making contact with every African-American in the company. And I'm letting you know that we're paying homage and much respect to Black History Month.
Outstanding.
That's something that we want to definitely let you guys know that's important to us.
I think that is outstanding. How can I help?
Well, listen, we've got some things that we want to do for tomorrow, and that's the reason why you're getting a call today. Are you up for helping us, you know, really, really push Black History Month within the company?
Chad, I'm a team player. Whatever it takes, let's get it done.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We got a lot of people that we've given a call to, and everybody's going to play different roles tomorrow at the office. So we wanted to give you a call. Do you mind if you're really the team player that we think you are? And I think you've already made mention that you don't mind doing what it takes.
I don't. You're on the right track.
Okay, good deal. Here's what we're asking, man. We would like for you tomorrow to actually, if you could find these type of articles tonight, but if you could wear a burlap shirt, some cut-off pants, and no shoes tomorrow, that would really, really help us out on the theme that we're trying to get going for tomorrow.
Whoa, Chad. I think I heard you, but I'm not sure. Can you please repeat that one more time, please?
We want you to wear a burlap shirt, some cut-off pants, and just don't wear any shoes at all. That's the attire that we would like for you to come into the office with tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, and we're going to give it a go, man. Everyone's excited about it, and we would like for you to come in tomorrow. Like I said,
let me give you, since we're going to celebrate Black History, let me give you one fact. The year 1619 was the first African-American slaves arrived in Virginia. Today is Sunday 20. You think I'm doing some like that?
I'm sorry. I didn't exactly hear what you said at the beginning. What did you say?
Slavery's been over with. Ain't no way in hell I'm finna come into the office. Man, you want to lose your mind? What is wrong with you? Why you ask me to put on a baseball suit to come in as Jackie Robinson? Why you ask me to put on a two-piece suit and come in as Eric Holder? What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Well, what we want to do here, and I don't want you to get upset about this, James. What we want
to
do is...
Look at what you're asking me to do, to be a slave?
Well,
you know what I will do? I will come up there and pretend to be Huey Newton on your... That's what I will do, and show you some real Black Power Panther movement on your... Would you like that?
Sir, what we want... We're not here to create problems. What we want to do is we want to pay homage.
You call me with a... problem on a Sunday to dress as a slave. That's a problem. That's a big problem.
Oh, okay, sir, if we're going to pay homage to Black history, don't you think that all of that is a part of Black history?
Highlight the positive, man. Highlight the positive. You're paying me today to work for you. This ain't no slave-free labor.
Exactly.
Do you understand that?
No, I completely understand it, but what if we don't have where it started from, we have to have every single area of Black history, don't you think? We have to have the beginning, the middle, and the ending.
Okay, well, if you want to highlight something, let me be Frederick Douglass. Let me slick my hair back. But see, the problem you got with him was his father was a white man. See, y'all like looking at our women, but y'all don't like uplifting the Black man. So how about I do that? Let me be Frederick Douglass. Let's highlight that part. How about you, Chad? You like Black women? I'm hell. Answer the question.
I like all people, sir. What I'm trying to do is get a great, great environment within the company, and everyone wants.
Is not a great environment.
Now, the majority of the Caucasian people are going to be masters tomorrow. Okay.
What the f- did you say, masters? Did you even say masters?
Yes, most of them are going to be masters tomorrow.
I'll be in there with my attorney to master an EEOC lawsuit on your. How about that?
Sir, do you have a problem with us trying to uplift the Black community? Do you have a problem with that?
Man, you ain't uplifting the thing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm coming in tomorrow as Barack Obama. But see, you don't like that, do you? Yeah, you running around here want to get somebody to come in to be a slave. You be a master. Master this. Master me coming in as a Black man like I've been coming in to work and like I'm going to forever come in to work. We're a major pharma company, and you calling me on a Sunday with some like this? Are you out your mind?
Sir, what we're trying to do is uplift the Black community. That's what we're trying to do.
Thing talking about slavery. Uplift my and kiss my Black. That's what you do.
Sir, what we're trying to do is pay homage to Black history, and here you are being negative about the entire situation of what we're trying to do.
Being negative? You right? I'm being like, man, you. I'm coming in as Barack Obama tomorrow, like I said, and I'm going to have my shoes on my feet. Can you uplift that?
Sir, there's one more thing I need to say to you, okay? There's one more thing. I'm sorry?
You just said all you had to say. What's your name again?
Chad, sir. Chad Billingsley.
What the hell you got to say, Chad?
All I wanted to say to you is this, sir. Is I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and you just got pranked by your coworker, Kevin.
Man, I knew this had to be some kind of joke. Y'all playing on a Sunday? Man, I'm going to keep tomorrow. I was worried about my job. I was getting ready to come there tomorrow and whoop some. Every white boy I thought looked like a mouse. And don't let me see a brother dressed like a slave. I was going to whoop his too.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio station in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. Anybody want a burlap? Anybody?
No.
Stop asking us that. Stop.
A nice burlap vest and pants, kind of little set that go together.
It's too much right now in the country.
Not in Black History Month. I mean, with all we're going through as Black people in this country right now.
Y'all better stop and laugh a little bit. That's what y'all better do.
We too sensitive.
Too sensitive, man. Too sensitive. February the 8th, we're going to be laughing, baby. That is this coming Saturday night, soundstage at Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. The Nephew is coming. Come see me. Come see my journey. Everything I've been through and how I have overcome, all wrapped up into comedy, man. I am doing that thing. Laying in the Cut, March 13th through the 16th, Lexington, Kentucky, comedy off Broadway. The Nephew rolling up in there.
All right, thank you, Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.